Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Away we go. Hour number two, Getaway Friday, October 23rd, 2020, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. In studio tonight with Angie Evers and Sean Kraft, having an interesting conversation as we went to break on what is gossip, what is personal, what is not. It beats talking about politics or the pandemic. So it's an interesting conversation to have because I think that, and we got a message during the break there that somebody thought that was an intro. They liked that story, and it was a good fact to know how gossip came about. But gossip, by nature and by the word, if you just tuned in, is negative. Now, it can be true. It can also be false. But it's meant to be negative.
I mean, I guess it could be both, right?
What would be positive gossip?
Well, I mean, here we go. Let me try to come up with something here.
Somebody's getting married.
Yeah, somebody, there you go.
Or
somebody,
having a baby,
But why would that be gossip?
Well, because the family didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Well, then isn't that negative, that you're saying it because they didn't tell you?
Well, maybe the couple didn't know you.
But if the couple tells you, then it's not gossip, because you're just telling a fact. So the only way it can be gossip is if you don't know for sure. And if you don't know for sure, then it is gossip, and it's fake. Throw another one this way. Isn't that true?
What?
I mean, because let's say, you know, Bill and Pat are having a baby, and they tell me, and I tell you. Well, I'm not gossiping. I'm telling you what they told me. I'm telling you that they're having a baby.
Well, what about if like she said, Tom and Mary is having a baby. You don't know who it is, right? Or you don't know about it yet,
right?
And she tells you not the couple,
right? So why is she
gossip? Because the couple didn't tell you.
No, if they told her, she's telling me a fact.
But what if the couple isn't telling people yet?
Then aren't you having a malicious intent by telling other people? If they told you not to tell?
Isn't that gossip? No, but if they haven't told you.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know?
Well maybe you're just looking.
Yeah.
You're looking?
And speculating.
Again, that's gossip.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not positive that you're speculating.
Right.
Because you don't know for sure.
Right. And you should never say that to people, anybody.
Well, I'll tell you what's not gossip is the phone call we're about to get. No gossip here. Go ahead, caller.
It sure sounds like you guys are having a good time here tonight.
We are having a good time. I hope you're having a good time listening.
Yeah. Harding 13 to nothing with a minute left in halftime.
Harding's up?
Yeah, 13 to nothing in halftime.
Well, who would have suspected that? Well, hey, thank you.
I was going to keep you informed.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye.
Harding winning. Who would have thunk that?
Who are they playing tonight?
I think it's Worthington.
Or Worthington.
But yeah, there is no positive form of gossip, because if it were not gossip, it would just be the truth. You wouldn't call it gossip.
So it's not good gossip then. It's always bad gossip.
There's no such thing as good gossip. Gossip by nature is bad.
Oh, just because it came from the queen and...
No, because, well, like I said, if you give me an example of good gossip.
Well, I thought we had a good one there.
We thought. He shut me down.
Yeah. But I mean, really, if honestly, you have two kids, okay, right?
Right.
If you're pregnant and you tell somebody you're pregnant and don't say anything, if they tell somebody else, then it's not gossip, right? You wouldn't say they were gossiping. You would say they were telling people that I was pregnant, right?
Yeah, but what if I didn't want anybody else to know?
And then they told somebody.
That's gossip.
That's gossip, and that's negative, because they're going against what you told them to do.
So it's never positive gossip.
Never
negative.
Positive gossip. Gossip is either a lie or something you told somebody not to tell somebody. And either way, that's not positive.
Interesting. I guess I didn't think about it that way.
Well, think about it. What's the difference between the truth and gossip? The truth is, you got it from the horse's mouth. The gossip is...
You got it from somebody else.
Or you're telling somebody something you're not supposed to tell somebody. See, that's, I don't like that either. That's another thing in life I don't like. You say, well, I don't have any secrets, but you don't have a problem telling somebody else's secrets. Well, that's not your decision. They're somebody else's secrets.
Oh, man, what a life, huh? We live in this world.
Well, I mean, that's how we get most... That's the problem with the internet now. This is where it all comes down to, is people can post anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of gossip on the internet, and a lot of it's not true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing.
Yep.
Because how do you know what's true and what's not?
Right. And right. Why would people do that? Why do people intentionally mislead?
I don't know.
There's got to be something in the brain cells that caused that.
You think so?
Well, I'll tell you what's not gossip. The Pope.
Oh.
It was a big week for the Pope.
Big week for...
And I don't want to get this wrong, so I'm going to read exactly... This is unbelievable. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions in comments for a documentary that premiered Wednesday, sparking cheers from the gay Catholics and demands for clarification from conservatives, given the Vatican's official teaching on the issue. Here is what the Pope said in this documentary. Homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. You can't kick someone out of a family nor make their life miserable for this. What we have to have is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. From the Pope, Pope Francis. And again, that documentary that's coming out is called Francisco. And that premiered at the Rome Film Festival on Wednesday. That's historic. You know, whether you like it or dislike it, that the Pope, the head of the Catholic religion, said that is unbelievable.
This is definitely a different Pope they ever had in the world, right? This is a different one. No other Pope did what he's ever done before.
Well, no Pope's ever said that, but, you know...
I mean, he's done a lot, though, over the years, right, this guy? He's done what? What else did he change? He changed other things.
Well, I think he has very different opinions. I think this is a very non-judgmental pope. I think he does not believe you should be judged for anything.
Well, I guess it is what it is, right?
Well, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you hear that, what do you think? How far we have come in this society?
That's when he goes against Catholics, right? I mean, he's a Catholic pope. Pope's Catholic, right?
Right.
So if you're not Catholic, really, it just doesn't really affect you much, or...
Well, I don't know that I don't know what religion you are that it would stop you. You can do anything pretty well you want. But it's saying, if it's coming from the head of the religion, it's saying it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Which, I mean, that's huge.
It's very big.
So, well, I guess the world's changing.
Yeah, but I wonder what brought that about.
He's a different pope. He's.
But I don't think he just sat there one day and said, I'm going to change thousands and thousands of years of belief in my religion with the documentary. I think something drove that.
Can anybody overturn that like they do in the Senate and stuff?
No, it's not politics. It's the pope.
So if the new pope comes in, then he can't return...
He could say whatever he wants, but this will always be on record.
Oh, I see.
Most popes don't try to come in and undo what other popes have done.
Really? Because it's just a sin?
It's religion.
It's like a sin, right?
Well, I don't know if it's a sin, but what's the point? You'd be changing every time you got a new pope.
Well, maybe he did it because, you know, the United States passed the same-sex marriage all across the country.
I don't know. I think what probably drove it was that's a big discriminatory thing in society. You know, we still deal with race. We still deal with gender. And this is another thing we deal with, same-sex stuff. So I think he's trying to not make that an issue in the church. The church has had issue with women over the years. Women can't be priests. The church has had issue with... the church did have issue with background, you know, where you came from. They've tried to dust that away, and now they're trying to get rid of sexual orientation, which I think it's interesting. I'm not sure why we're judging people anyway. You know, I don't understand it. I always felt about gay marriage, if you don't support gay marriage, don't marry a gay person.
I mean, as you, I guess it's your own choice what you make, and what's that word I'm trying to think of? I mean, like I said, I mean, if like last night we did a you know, we did the local politics, and like everybody said, you know, you don't judge them by what they do, you judge them by how they can do it.
But what people say and what people do are two different things.
Yeah. Right, I mean, there's always going to be somebody, like I said, there's always going to be somebody out there that bullies somebody or criticizes somebody. I mean, heck, I got criticized. People used to call me Kool-Aid Man, and they call me Kool-Aid, you know what I mean? You know, it's just, this is the way it is. I don't, you know, just the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, but I think when it comes to sexual orientation, you know, it's that you have to ask the question, are you born that way, or do you choose that? And the common wisdom has been you're born that way. And I would have to believe that, because why would you choose something that's going to get you discriminated against? Why would anybody, if it was a choice, why would you choose to be discriminated against?
I don't know.
Because you can't choose to be a man or a woman born that way. You can't choose.
Well, if you're transgender.
No, you can change, but you can't choose. You were born what you were born.
Well, some people are born with both. So you choose.
That's called hermaphrodite.
So they can choose whatever they want.
Well, no, they're hermaphrodite. You're born what you're born.
So you can't turn whatever gender.
You can change, but you can't be born any different than how you were born. Your birth certificate will always say the way you came out.
Well, really? Except, like, what is it, in New York or somewhere, that you can have a gender X or something?
Yeah. What is that?
I mean, what are you going to tell? I mean, you
like
can...
Like, on your birth certificate. Yeah.
Well, but you still are what you are.
Right. But you can't go back to your birth certificate and say, I was born this.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have trouble then with the presidents in the future.
And then I want to go back to that.
Yeah, like, but can you're going to follow the surgeries. I mean, there's going to be papers written down somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tricky when you get when you like work in the doctor's office and you know you deal with this stuff, and then you know, because it's really tricky, because somebody will be like, "Well, I'm a female, but I'm really a male," and then they mark the paperwork not correctly, and then you go in there and ask them these questions, and you're not asking them the proper questions that you need to be asking them for their gender.
Well, see, but
so it makes it really tricky if they're not marking the right questions or marking the right thing on their questionnaire.
But,
so it's really tricky, like in the doctor's world.
But isn't that the same issue as well? I mean, isn't that interesting? Much like transgender people, which I think is what we're talking about here, or transsexual, whatever it is. Why would you choose that? Because you're going to run into all those problems. You're going to run into getting asked the wrong questions. You're going to run into people looking at you funny. You're going to run into having to explain this to people you're with. Why would you choose to do that? Why would you choose to make your life harder if it was a choice?
I guess it depends on what your body... I don't know. It depends on... I don't know what it is. I don't know.
I don't think you would choose.
I don't think you would either.
Yeah.
So why would you choose to be something that people are not accepting of?
But either way, you should be accepted either way, I think. It's whatever you
want. Well, I think that's what the Pope says.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, might as well. I mean, you know, we live in a society that everybody, I mean, dresses different now, and, you know, and...
Yeah, but I think the relationships you're in, the ethnicity you are, the gender you are bigger issues for people. That will get you excommunicated from churches. That your clothes won't. I mean, you know, this is an issue.
Yeah. Well, now these churches are finally waking up now. Now you can wear whatever you want to wear in a church.
There was never a rule.
Well, it's just people had.
Well, right, because people had more what do I want to say? People had, they used to call that respect. Yeah. You know, you, because when you just dress, you know, like you fell off the egg truck, what it's showing is I can't take the time to be bothered with this. You know, I don't have to do this for somebody. Well, okay, that's fine. But that's what you're showing people.
I just don't like dressing up. You know what I mean? I don't like to be
like
a tuxedo.
Well, I don't think you wear a tuxedo to church. I haven't seen too much of that.
No, I'm just saying, I don't like to dress up with a tie.
I don't think anybody would judge people for not wearing a tie. I think it's when they come here in potato sacks and sweatpants that people go, what are you doing?
See, I don't care about all that. If I got married, people can wear their sweatpants. I don't care.
Well, that's true, though. See, now, but trying to tell other people what to do is when we get into trouble.
If I got married, people can. That's what it's going to be. No dress up, sweatpants.
Well, that's
shorts,
true, though.
Only.
But that's you, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think you can tell somebody else what to do with their wedding. Just like nobody should tell you to dress up.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying anybody else. I'm saying my own.
Right. But yeah. But I think if somebody tells you to dress up and they invite you and it's their wedding,
I don't go.
What if somebody wanted to dress up to your wedding?
I wouldn't let them go.
Oh, so see, now that's contradictory to what you just said.
Nah, see? I'm just joking. I don't know. All jokes aside, I think people can wear what they want.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I think best thing to do is just respect people's wishes. Why do you want to quarrel with people?
Right.
I mean, if somebody says it's formal attire, why try to fight it?
Yeah, you wear formal attire.
You wear formal attire.
Yeah.
I mean, why always try to go against the grain?
No, I mean, like I said, you can wear what you want, but my biggest thing is I'm just not a big person who likes to dress up with ties and all. I know you do. You wear bow ties and all of them.
But it's a purpose.
I'll tell you what happened. You know how I got? You know why I got nervous? One time. I'll tell you this little story real quick.
This is gossip, folks. Get ready. Gossip alert. Gossip.
It's not gossip because you're here. I'll tell you.
Well, just because I'm here doesn't mean I want you to tell the story.
Why not?
Well, you can tell it, but I just, it's
you're correcting me if I'm wrong. I know you will.
I will correct you if you're wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I know you're about to tell a story that's going to have not truth in it, but go ahead.
Why ain't it
gonna I'll clear it up, folks, so get ready. I know what's coming. Okay. Go ahead.
So, one time, me and Scott was going to go to New York and interview some celebrities. So, I don't have any sports coats. So, we went online as kingsize.com, because you know I'm a big person, you know. So, we was trying to find, I said, okay, I need a sports coat, right? So, I didn't try it on. It came in the mail. I just left it wrapped up in there, and then finally took it out when we got to New York. So, okay, that's good. So, the morning we wake up, we was going to go interview some celebrities in New York, and we was going to go and do the, Today Show and all that. You know what kind of jacket he picked out for me? It's the one that wraps all the way around your stomach, all the way around your back, and you have to button it up.
Listen, folks, it's
called like a straight jacket.
Hold on. Wait, folks, it's called a double-breasted sports coat. Oh, double-breasted.
He knew.
And I thought if anybody needed double-breasted, it would be this gentleman.
He did it on purpose. See how mean he is to me? He knew what he, because I had no idea what I was looking at. I never had a sports coat in my life. So that right there ruined it for life.
Okay, now let's put some truth into this story. Okay. Number one, I said I don't want to pick out anybody's sports coat. I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know. So I picked it up, and I thought a double-breasted one would be nice. Because when you are, and I mean, you know, big enough to be shopping at King Size, sometimes, you know, those... Listen!
Go ahead.
I'm just rationalizing this.
Okay.
That it will slim you down a bit because it covers everything better. If you just have a regular sports coat, you just button it in the front and you can leave it hanging wide open.
No, you don't.
But a double-breasted will put everything together.
Yeah.
Where's the Pina Grigio couple out there? Do they... I know about double-breasted sports coats.
Oh, see, he knew what he was doing, right?
How did this hurt you? You look good.
It hurt me for life.
You look good.
I hated it.
You look good.
Are there any pictures?
Yes.
And they were good.
It was all right, but
all right.
But it scarred me for life for sports coats and stuff because I couldn't even get it off. He had an unbutton. I couldn't even get it off my. So that ruined it.
And that's traumatized me for life, putting people in a sports coat because I had to peel somebody out of one.
It felt like I was wearing a straitjacket.
No, hold on. Well, listen, that's common practice in your family, a straitjacket. I bet you feel right at home.
Oh, yeah.
But now here's the point. Now, see, that's not gossip because I didn't say anything. Uh-huh. But here's the point. That's not true, what you just said, number one.
What's not
the
true?
The story's true, but that's not what scarred you for life on dress clothes. Baloney. We know what the real reason is, and I'm not going to tell it because it's not my story to tell.
That was the...
No. No.
You mean the main reason?
Oh, yes.
Are you talking about my slip my pants? Yeah, okay. I'll tell you that story.
Listen, I don't... Yeah. You don't have to tell it. I don't want to be blamed for this.
Oh, no, it was his fault. So, at his mom's wedding, pictures. His mom got married to her husband and Todd's dad. And
who?
Or Scott's dad. Stepdad.
No. Your stepdad. Well, that's not true.
It's your stepdad.
I don't have a stepfather.
So, go ahead. So, anyway, after they got married, you know how they take pictures outside? They made a fat man. Now, get this, now, folks.
How many of us were there?
Oh, God, it was
to get in a 20, picture?
20?
Oh, more than that. If you count that 30, picture, probably 40. 30 people in the picture.
So, here, they needed a fat man. Try to get down on the floor, on the ground.
But you're...
The photographer did. Yeah, and I split my pants.
Aww.
Now, wait a second. Now, how's that my fault? It wasn't my wedding. I didn't tell you to get down.
Well, because any other time, you would say, hey, listen, don't let that fat man get down on the ground.
It's my job. To tell people not to kneel down.
Oh, it was bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Coincidentally.
That was one.
That's not the main one.
What's the main one then?
I'm not telling
it. It was a sports coat and a pants.
There's a lot of drama here, folks. No.
I don't remember the other one you're
talking
about.
Oh, yes you do.
When?
Yes you do.
Well, give me some hints.
Bobby Heenan. Oh, yeah.
What about Bobby Heenan?
What about Bobby Heenan? Why did you not finish that show?
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah, you're right.
That's been the biggest... I've heard more about that, and more foul language, more anger in the family about that than anything.
But that's different, because that's I'll never wear a tuxedo. Ever again.
Now, tell the truth.
I'll tell the truth. Me and Scott, we decided, because we're doing those shows every year at the
Palace.
We used to do like a variety show, right? And so Scott's like, hey, how about we...
No.
Yes, you did.
No, you're already about to lift off in the wrong direction.
Okay, do tell.
Start to say it, and I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay, I'm just saying, you decided to go get tuxedos.
No, I didn't wear a tuxedo that year. I wore Bobby Heenan's sports coat.
Why did I get a tuxedo?
Yeah. Why did you get a tuxedo?
Yeah, I got a tuxedo.
You wanted... I told you don't wear a tuxedo. I said it's going to be uncomfortable, and I wanted you to dress like a hobo like you did in the first one because I thought that was funny. True or false?
That's right.
I told you not to wear a tuxedo.
Well, you wore a tuxedo one year.
The first year.
Okay, so I got the years wrong. So the second year...
I wore Bobby Heenan's sports coat.
And I wore the tuxedo.
But I didn't tell you to wear the tuxedo.
So anyway, I never wore a tuxedo in my life because I've never been a wedding. I've never been married.
I did not tell him to wear the tuxedo, just for the reference of this story.
So Scott says, hey, you need to go get major. So we went to this place.
What do you do?
Right. And I never wore one before, right? So they made me. I have no idea what this woman was doing. I don't think she didn't measure me right to start with.
Okay. I'll clear that one up later.
I put it on, and I could not. It was, like, so big. Do you remember Humpty Dumpty set on the wall?
Hold on. The show is in progress. Because we came to a happy medium, and he wore in the first show, like, a hobo costume. And it was funny. People laughed. I thought, wear the hobo costume again. He wanted to wear a tuxedo. I don't know why. So I said, well, why don't you wear the hobo costume for the first part of the show, and you'll complain about wearing the hobo costume, and then during a big break, you'll go put the tuxedo on, and people will laugh because now you're out of the hobo costume. So this is happening during the show. Now you can pick up what happened.
So,
okay. You're going to get rid of the hobo costume. The show's in progress.
Oh, this is hobo costume? Or?
Well, you had it on. You had the hobo on when we started the show.
I'm confused now.
You started in the right, but just you started in the hobo costume, and the joke was during the show you were going to change into the tuxedo.
Oh, yes.
So okay. The show was already in progress.
Oh, yeah.
When you went up to change. It's not like it was before the show where somebody could help you.
Oh.
There was nobody in the dressing rooms.
That's right. So, yeah, I went up there. That's right. I'm short memory, I guess. So I went back upstairs.
Short pants.
Went back upstairs, and I was going to put my tuxedo on. I could not get it to go on right. It was so baggy. I mean, I'm a pretty, you know, big-sized man. And I had to pull the pants clear up to my tits.
Whoa! This isn't HBO.
So
chest.
God
Almighty.
So I had to pull a club chest, and it's still. And I was trying to put.
Lord, go to bed now. Just go to bed.
I was trying to put my belt on and try to. And it was just. It was horrible. It was awful. And then the shirt was like a nightgown. It was... That lady did not measure me correctly.
So you're not going to finish up what you did during a live show?
I walked out of half-dressed.
Girls! Girl dancers in the wing of the studio. It was... Comes down looking like a tornado hit his tuxedo. And says, send me out there. Send me out there in front of the people.
I didn't.
So the director... No, you didn't go because the director...
Yeah, the director says, "You're not. It's over. You're not going out there."
So you...
I turned around.
Don't.
Well,
you've already done one thing here.
So... Anyway, I turned around and the director says, "You're not going out," and I just, yeah.
Said some words to him.
Yeah, I said some words.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it went down.
So now, did you do the show the next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
But you would not talk to anybody the rest of the night.
You went
and locked yourself in the dressing room.
I was mad.
And left early and left me with pie all over my face to go to the bar with Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
Because you were upset.
I was mad, angry. You know how these.
But how's that my fault?
Huh?
How was that my fault?
You should have stalled it. Somehow.
Well, I didn't even know you were having this issue.
Oh well, I know. It made me mad. Yeah.
Now the truth of the matter is, folks. Now I. I'm gonna be honest.
What?
But okay, here's what happened. Most of that's true, but why the tuxedo did not fit? Okay. Some people tend to wear their pants.
He always says low slung.
Low slung below their belly. Okay.
No, I
well,
had that's here though.
Well, I understand, but
it still didn't fit.
Well, we don't really know.
I did.
Okay. The woman measured his waist, not the low slung area of the body. So when he tried to low slung these tuxedo pants, it didn't fit properly. It was too big.
And I told her.
So that's why he had to pull him up.
Oh.
And he thought a cummerbund with a headband. I don't know what in the world was going on there.
It was awful. All I know, it gave me nightmares, guys. Gave me nightmares.
So that's why.
I'll never want to wear a tuxedo again.
That's why you don't like dress-up clothes.
Yes. That's one of the best.
Well, that's the main reason that I've understood.
Three of them. Three different reasons.
But I don't know how any of those was my fault.
All of it. So everything's your fault.
Well, you like to blame everything on me, but I don't think those things were my fault.
Well, the tuxedo, you could have stopped the show.
Oh, yeah, go home, people. Come back in 15 minutes. We have a tuxedo emergency. I didn't even know you didn't get it on properly till later on.
Well, that's your director for you.
Well, he probably wasn't happy with him after you gave him the old one-finger salute.
I gave it a... Was it a... What was it again, Charlie used to say?
Well...
To,
320 BC.
Yeah, 320
BC.
One
finger salute. Yeah. And said some words to him.
Yeah.
He was probably angry.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
What?
I was out doing the job.
Yeah, with old...
Bobby Heenan. Yeah. So that wasn't my fault. Now, you've heard the stories now, Angie. Are any of those my fault? Any three of those occasions my fault?
I don't know.
Can you see where I should be to blame for any of that?
No. Well, I mean, I think...
The sports coat, big time. He's the one that ordered it. Yeah.
Well, you should have picked out your own sports coat.
He knew what he was doing, because he had sports coats all his life.
Yeah. I told you
he
why...
He had sports coats when he was 12.
I told you why I picked a double-breasted sports coat for you.
Yeah, afterwards, we moved to New York. It was already...
Well, you should have said, I don't want a double-breasted
sports coat. I didn't know until we got to New York. He said, oh, that's right, I ordered you a double-breasted. And he started laughing hysterically.
Well, you look ridiculous. What do you expect?
So we can blame that one definitely on him.
Well, no, because I thought he would be able to put a double-breasted sports coat on, but you look good in the pictures.
I can honestly, but it was rough.
Well, you have to show me the pictures.
Right, so that's not my fault.
Yeah, I'll have to dig them up for you.
Like last night, I wore a red, white, and blue bow tie. Now, clearly, I would not wear that on a normal day, but it was a candidate. So sometimes you wear, and a bow tie is not comfortable, but you do it for specific occasions.
I got 4 bow ties, but I don't wear them.
Well, apparently you don't have any occasions.
No, they're signed by Gordon Gee.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. I have one from Gordon Gee autographed.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, sometimes you have to, like last night I wore a sports coat because I was the moderator. Now tonight, I'm here in a hoodie. Because I don't need to be all dressed up. So it's just the occasion.
But you dress up more than you are dressed down, though.
I dress up if I'm if pictures are going to be taken, if I'm going to be in front of people. I think you should not go out looking like a hobo if you're going to be doing a professional job.
I know. That's true. That's why I don't like to do pictures. I hate pictures. And I hope I didn't get pictures in the pictures last night.
I'm not in charge of that. You're going to blame that on me.
He was the director last night, right?
You know what I'm interested in? If we're in any... Well, the pictures last night are going to be interesting, which will be... By tomorrow's Marian Star, there'll be a story on this, I'm being told. What's interesting is we all had masks on. So I think, like, if somebody keeps clippings of tomorrow's paper, to look back on that in 50 years, I'm going to think, why did all those people have masks on? What was going on? Was that studio covered in like, fumes or something?
Yeah, it's true.
It's, I mean, really, if they took a picture of me and Ben Lanka, the Marian Star editor, we're sitting there with masks on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
All right, phone lines are open. We got about 15 minutes left. 740-383-9944. What else you want to talk about?
Oh, geez. You have any topics?
Do you have any plans this weekend?
I do. Can't get into those. Do you have any plans this weekend?
None specific, I guess. Oh, I got to mow.
You're mowing? I don't think it rained today.
Well, Sunday's my mowing day.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
I need somebody to mow my yard. You like to mow?
I mow 2 yards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
A big old gargantuan like you is going to ask a woman to come mow your yard? What's wrong with you?
She likes to mow.
Good Lord Almighty.
I need a riding mower to mow my yard.
I have one.
I can John ride.
Here. All yours.
You're going to ride it out there?
You can ride it out to 309.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you hear about that wreck on 309 the other day? Was it?
Yeah,
was it
shut that's down? Out by my house.
Oh, really?
Real close.
Okay. Did horrible. You know who it was?
Or? No.
Okay.
It's on the news here. Who listened to the station?
I didn't get to hear it yet.
God Almighty in heaven!
No, what was?
How'd you learn who they were?
This news station
Yeah.
I didn't listen.
Glad you brought that up.
And you know what? I even put the news in. I didn't even listen to it. So who was it, Scott? Seriously, I didn't listen to it.
It was a 73-year-old gentleman named Strzecki, Marty Strzecki.
Really? It was this him?
He had a semi.
Oh, a semi. And he had a car?
He was in a car.
Oh, he was in a car.
Yeah. He died, unfortunately.
Oh. Sad. Okay. What?
I'm just saying. It's on the news.
I didn't hear the news.
But you listen to Family Feud. You want to criticize with that, but you don't want to...
That's because it's in repeats.
The news plays every hour.
I don't listen to the top of the hour that much.
Do you know how much you would know if you actually listened to this station?
I know. I've been running it. You think I would know what's going on.
But yet...
Yeah.
If you put a double-breasted sports coat on and get the blood back up to your head, you'd be okay.
Again. No, no. I can't. I think I still have that thing.
We should wear it.
No.
Sell it on eBay.
Yeah, I'm going to sell it on eBay because I paid like a bunch of money for that thing. Wasn't it like $400 or something?
I don't know. Does that big man from Austin Powers need a sports coat? You could probably send it over to him.
Oh, you mean the fat man?
Yeah, the fat
man. Get in my stomach.
Yeah, we could probably. Because it's going to take a certain type of man to wear that double-breasted sports coat of yours.
Not that big. I mean,
well, I don't know. What size do you think that thing was?
I don't know. Probably
75? 60? 65?
It might have been about
75. Oh, it's bigger than 60, I bet.
Probably like 65, 62, maybe.
Maybe 70. Be 70.
No, I don't think it was 70. I'll look at home.
But it was bigger than 60.
No, that was years ago, though.
Yeah, I think it's bigger than 60.
Really?
Probably.
Because what year did we go there in New York? That's the only time I wore it.
Early 2000s.
Really? I'll try to find that picture to show you.
So what? Where were you going that you had to wear the suit coat for?
That was David Letterman.
David Letterman, the Today Show, and something else.
And you had to dress up.
Yeah, Scott made me. He always.
Noel, here we go. Not true.
He does.
Not true. Not true. What happened was, I was dressed up. We went one time before, and I was dressed up, and he was not. He had like a big coat on that looked like insulation for a bed. And he did not like the way the pictures looked. So he told me, he said, well, I want to look like you, so I need a sports coat. Well, you did. You said, I want a sports coat.
I've never looked like you, but...
Well, I'm sorry. But, you know, that's what you wanted.
Oh, man.
That's what happened.
Until you scarred me for life.
Why would I want you to wear a sports coat? How would that affect me?
Because you always wanted me to wear sports
coat. No, you
just
wanted
to give me Terry's sports coat earlier.
Well, just to get it out of here. I'm afraid there are animals living in it.
It's so...
I'm just saying
yes.
That I did not tell you to get a sports coat.
Yes, you did. He said, you got to have a sports coat for New York because we're going to be in front of today's show.
We were.
Yeah, and we're going to go...
wait a second. Not only were we on the Today Show, we were not the early show. We were on national coast-to-coast television, CBS, standing there with him at Christmas time with the microphones. Now, who did that for you?
Scott.
Let's tell a good story.
He did.
You dope. How'd you get into David? Who answered the David Letterman trivia question to get us into David Letterman?
Scott did.
Yes.
But I was there with you, though, right?
Oh, you answered the question? You knew that answer?
But you told him. I can't remember what was the answer, though.
The point is, I put you on coast-to-coast national television twice in one day. David Letterman and the early show with Bryant Gumbel and Jane Clayson and Mark McEwen.
Well, he was outside, freezing.
Always got to complain. Yeah, can't. Well, what do you want to do? Sleep?
It was like snowing.
Well, yeah, we were almost late.
And he'll never let me live it down because you know Mark McEwen, he was the weatherman, and I had the microphone, not Scott. Because
you grabbed it out of his hands.
No. He gave it to me.
No, he did not. You grabbed it out of his hands.
Mark McEwen said, Sean, here you go.
No, no. He said, you look like an insulated bed. That's what you do. You look like an insulated bed in that picture. You got that weird coat on.
I had this like a trench coat, but it had an extra insulation.
It looked like looked like wool stuffing. It was different.
It was not wool stuffing.
It was a different type of coat.
Are you talking about insulation?
Huh?
You was talking about insulation?
It looks like insulation.
No.
I'll find that picture somewhere. It looks like insulation.
No, you don't have it anymore.
No, you lost all those pictures. Another thing you did.
I don't have no idea where they went.
Pictures with Mark McEwen, pictures with B. Arthur, pictures with Betty White, pictures with Debbie Reynolds, pictures with Vicki Lawrence. You lost them all.
I did. I have no idea what I did with them. Sorry. I told you sorry. I have no idea what I...
No, thank God they live in my memory.
I told them my car. I don't know if they're storing them in a junkyard somewhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
They're probably in the junkyard. You want to go search the junkyard?
Now, tell... Okay, listen. The truth of the matter is, I didn't want to give them to you. They were my copies. You already lost your copies years ago. And I gave you my copies because you wanted to blow them up, you said.
I was going to.
And then you lose my copies.
We're going
to
look for the negatives.
There are no negatives of some of those.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Like, was this back in the day with, like, a real camera?
Yes, this was back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, this was back in the day he used to have disposable cameras. He used to carry.
They did the job, did they not?
And one year, he dropped the camera down on Niagara Falls somewhere.
I did not do that.
Somebody did.
What was it? Me? Why do I get to blame for that? There were five other people in the car.
Because you're fumble fingers sometimes.
I didn't take the picture. How many things have you dropped or broken over the years? Let's be honest.
Just chairs. Four chairs, I think.
Four chairs. Yeah, four chairs. Broke a recliner once by sitting in it.
Oh, one time there was a Scott's house on State Street he used to live.
No.
Oh, it's Prospect.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had this old, probably 1922 chair.
That everybody else sat in and was just fine.
And let me tell you something. I sat in it. It's a rocking chair. I sat in it all the time, right? One day I sat in it and it just went. And his ex, whatever, girlfriend.
What?
Was it fiance?
I don't recall at that time.
No? Okay. She says, are you falling through the floor?
Are you coming through the ceiling?
Oh, ceiling, yeah.
Because we were upstairs.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Can you imagine when he hit the floor like that, what that sounded like downstairs?
It did. It went.
Probably sounded like a plane hit the house. There he was sitting on the floor. My chair disintegrated into 1,000 pieces.
He has some old furniture over the years.
And after that, I made him sit on a concrete block every time he came over.
His furniture was so old. I don't know why you don't ever upgrade.
Again, nobody else broke any of this furniture. Just him.
Oh, you've been to his house, right? Okay, you saw his old furniture, right? It's old. He needs to upgrade.
You got a problem with my furniture?
No.
There you go.
I have old furniture, too. Well,
don't let him come over.
Actually,
he's not very long.
It's just an old couch. I actually just have a couch. That's all I have.
That's all you have? Yeah. But, yeah, some of his stuff is really, I mean.
What's wrong with old?
There's nothing wrong with old. Sometimes old is better than new. But
I can't help, for whatever reason. You've broke brand new folding chairs.
They were old. They were already, like, half smashed.
During Mr. McFeely's visit, you smashed a folding chair right in the middle of the
That's
thing.
That's because I was in the mall since 1929.
But everybody else had sat in it.
Well, people weakened it up on me.
Yeah, I bet they did. That thing went with, like, molten lava. And Mr. McFeely, oh, my word.
The leg went, and right down.
Well, at least Mr. McFeely didn't sit in it and fall.
Yeah.
If he'd been sitting in it, it wouldn't have broke. Trust me, that's the truth.
No, it was just old. It's like one of the old ones that's been in the mall for.
Then why,
like,
were you sitting in it?
It didn't have a year on it, but I just know it was.
Yeah, I bet. But it had a death date. That particular date. Well, it was done.
It's long gone now.
We started out with about 75 folding chairs. By the end, I think we had 3. You figure it out.
Well, now we have 300 in our shed.
Well, we don't bring them here. We don't want you sitting in them.
Is that right?
That's why you have to sit on cushion chairs.
Oh. Center block.
Center block. Yeah. I think that's fine. But you know what? These are just truthful moments, and this is a slice of life.
That's right. It's the way the cookie crumbles. Oh, we're almost done, aren't we?
Almost.
Wow. So we have any thing on our agenda anytime soon? Anything? What's next week or anything?
On
here, on the show. I'm off next Saturday, too. I'll come in next week.
It'll probably
Friday.
Be more of the same, but this will be the Friday before the election. So next week we probably will talk election stuff. Because we'll be like 4 days from the big day. Well, it'll Halloween Eve next. It'll be a Halloween show next Friday night, the night before Halloween.
So I'll dress up.
In a double-breasted tuxedo. You're going to go as what? Go ahead, caller.
SA-13-0, Harding.
Harding 1?
Yeah, they've got about a minute, but they just intercepted the ball, so they'll probably run the clock out.
How about that? Well, way to go, Harding. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to tell Sean something.
Go ahead.
He's got the number one radio station around here in the county. Why isn't he listening to it? He's got something to do with it, so stop trying to pay attention.
I know. Sorry. Thank you, sir.
I'll talk to you later.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go.
There you go.
That's true.
Number one radio station. Yeah. Absolutely true.
Yep, that's right.
But you know what? We'll be here. What are we going to do next week for Halloween? We should do something. What are we going to do, guys? We'll be here next Friday night, Halloween Eve.
Champagne and all.
Are you confused in your holidays again? God, you think we need to break the wishbone on New Year's, and now you want to have champagne on Halloween?
Oh, I think you have some over there.
Oh.
What are we going to...
Yeah, you have alcohol over there?
Why are we drinking champagne on Halloween?
You people have Halloween parties all the time?
Yeah, but we got to do something for Halloween. Like carve a pumpkin or...
That's kids stuff. I don't carve pumpkins anymore. I haven't done that since I was 9.
What's a good time for it? We should read The Headless Horseman, The Story of Ichabod Crane.
Oh, yeah? Oh, we could talk about ghosts.
We already did that.
No, again.
No, not again.
I could read The Ghost of Gettysburg.
Yeah, good. Read that. Hey, how about this? And then on Thanksgiving, we'll carve pumpkins. And on Christmas, we'll hide the Easter eggs.
Oh, there you go.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, yes. Gotta love it.
No, next, what are we going to do on Halloween? Going to tell ghost stories? What are we going to do? We're going to do something for Halloween. It would be the night before. You
should broadcast from a cemetery.
Oh, yes.
We can't tell anybody, though.
Yeah, we'll have to figure... Scott was in the cemetery before. Did he tell you that? He stayed all night in the cemetery before.
St. Mary's.
What?
Waiting for the gypsies.
Never came.
I made the... No. Me and Martha Dowse were out in the cemetery.
Somebody else was with you, too, right?
I don't remember who that was.
Terry?
No, that was long before Terry.
Oh.
I forget people.
I think it was Chris, right?
I don't recall.
Oh.
I don't remember who I was living with. I don't remember who was in the cemetery. All that stuff went to the cemetery of my mind.
Do you remember the lady that had the pennies and stuff on her grave? Oh, what's her name?
Gypsy Queen.
Cleo.
Yep.
I don't know if I've ever really been there.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh.
You haven't been there? Yeah, she has a cross, right, Scott?
Yes, with, wooden cross.
Like a chain hanging from it, and then she has pennies.
It's beads, but that's beads? They're not significant of anything.
But then people throw coins on it, right?
There's a wives' tale about it. If you put a coin on it, it's supposed to be good luck. If you take a coin, it's bad luck. But it is a gypsy. Maybe I'll tell the story of the Gypsy Queen next week. That's a good Halloween story. But Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman, don't you like that one?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
And we can sing the, I know what old lady skin and bones. We can sing that song, too. That's back in the old days.
We'll let you two sing that one.
I could sing the song about Titsworth.
Oh, Barbara Walters. What was she doing to do this year for Halloween?
Well, probably maybe get out of her hospital bed and do a walk around the bed. Will you stop about Barbara Walters? She's 91 years old. Give the woman a break.
Yes.
Worked hard all her life.
Yeah. She did.
Why are you making fun of Barbara Walters?
I'm not making fun of Barbara. I just said.
Barbara Walters was a good friend of mine.
I just want to know what she was doing this year for Halloween.
She's retired. She's done.
She's done.
She had enough.
Yeah.
Those women on The View drove her nuts. She said, I'm done.
I'm done. I'm going home and living in my hospital bed.
So join us next week for another episode of 2020.
No, she's not in no hospital bed. Why did you say she lives in a hospital bed?
I was being comedy. She's my dear friend. I was being comedy with the woman.
Oh, yeah. She was a strong woman.
She's retired. Sure. She told that Rosie O'Donnell where to go. But her old... rear end out in the street.
Yeah, she did. But Rosie was going to choke her in her dressing room.
Well, she jumped him down. Tried to choke Barbara Walters. You don't choke Barbara Walters. It's her show. It's The View.
Rosie did?
Yeah. Crazy old Rosie. She was off her medication that day.
Must have been.
Yeah, she's on. She has
the president. It all involved the president, by the way. He wasn't the president then. But Rosie, very quickly, before we go off, this is a Halloween story. Anything that involves Rosie O'Donnell's a Halloween story. But what happened was, and Sean loves the woman, certainly did at that time, Rosie went on The View because Barbara asked her to, and Rosie, big, nonsensical Rosie, comes on The View and is nuts, like crazy, and she makes fun of Donald Trump one day. So Donald Trump goes on all these shows and calls her a fat pig and says he's going to come get her girlfriend and all these things. So Rosie flips out. She gets off her medication and goes nuts. And Barbara, well, it ain't Barbara's place to be defending that big old Rosie. So Rosie gets angry with her because she wouldn't defend her. So she goes to choke Barbara in the locker room back there at The View. So Barbara fired her. She said, listen, you're out of here. Take a little time and enjoy The View someplace else.
Now, can you blame Barbara for that?
No way.
Why would you you do that to old Barbara Walters?
She just, brother wasn't in her right mind, I guess.
Well, she found out she never worked again. You don't cross Barbara. People thought Oprah was the big, Barbara Walters will shut you down. All right, we're done. For Sean Kraft and Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears for a big Friday Night Live. Remember, our big Halloween show next week. We don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do it.
Yes. I just trying to make a ghost song. A ghost noise.
You look like a tugboat. I'm heading for the dugout. Good night. Good night, y'all.
383-9944.
This is Seth Solinger, and you are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook, WWGH in Ohio, 107.1 FM, and click live for exclusive content.
And now a few words.